yaita yaita hola zimpapo muhle ndinogamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chirongwa the connection lilami ikama lami ngu Mike Hove zimpapo muhle welcome 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 to our youth forum our one and only youth forum studio 7's very own program that discusses anything and everything youth related especially when we're talking about abantu abasakhulayo abadabuka eZimbabwe today is Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2019. Welcome, 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 Zimbabwe Luhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Welcome, 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 Zimbabwe. Once again, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Lamhlanje is Tuesday, mhlaka 5 ka March 2019. Welcome, welcome, welcome to you all. Today on our program, we give focus to amalunga edalele parliamente. Our members of parliament, njalo, those that belong to the MDC, of course, njalo, some members of the civic society groups that have been, I guess for lack of a better word, we'll say, have faced clampdown. Based on certain conversations and certain reports that have come out, we've seen Uguti, Zimbabwe's 25-year-old youngest member of parliament, Joanna Mamombe, was recently arrested. Today, we also heard reports of Charlton Wende being arrested. We've heard reports of, people such as Tendai Biti, who also faced arrest at some stage and point. All of this was something that started, the 14th of January, 2019, this year. And I remember, Zimbabwe Muhle once tackled this issue when we were talking about the clampdowns on, of course, at that time, it was mainly focused on activists and civic society groups. Now it seems to have extended to amalunga edalele parliamente, to people who are part of the MDC. Like I've said, ofana people such as Mzare Joanna Mamombe, Taona Onasi Futi, Tanzwava Charlton Wende, Ndebango Fut, Vakasungwa. So, like I said earlier on, Zimbabwe Muhle, amongst the individuals recently arrested is the youngest member of parliament, Joanna Mamombe. The 25-year-old is the representative of Harare West in parliament, and she's currently facing subversion charges and is in remand as we speak, pending trial, which is to be 2 weeks exactly from today, which is going to be on the 19th of March 2019. Until then, Mamombe's lawyers are trying to get her out on bail. Now, for those that don't know, the allegations, and I quote, I'm reading this out from different news outlets, the allegations are that the opposition lawmaker addresses a press conference at a civic center in Marlborough on the 14th of January, where she called on citizens to engage in acts of civil disobedience with the intention of removing a sitting government through unconstitutional means. Those are the allegations. That's not what Tina Njenga Studio 7 are saying. However, during this press conference, we also had the opportunity of watching the press conference, and this press conference is available on Twitter for those that don't have. Unfortunately, we couldn't broadcast it because we didn't have the rights to broadcast this. We don't know whose video it came from. Mamombe is heard echoing the sentiments. Mamombe is calling for a peaceful march on the 17th of Jan 2019. Now, this was what came out from the press conference that government is, of course, saying, well, she was pushing for civil disobedience to unseat a current government. How this is grounds for treason, we're not sure, but I'm hoping my panelists will provide clarity on what's going on. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us today. Go to sikhona njalo ku WhatsApp on +12024650319. Pamasayisayi edu anoti 909 medium wave frequency 4930 6065 uyezwe pa 15460 kilohertz pa shortwave. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet sikhona ku www.voashona.com, www.voaindebele.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voastudio7.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages as we speak. VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Njalogu VOA Studio 7. So Zimbabwe Muhle, please share the program. Fagana ma likes, bhalani ama-comments abafisa ukungena kuhlelo wadaphinda mchirongwa nyora imanamba iphapho uthisha kufonerayi. So let's make sure ukuthi Zulukandaba, we share the program so that we watch the program ngobuningi bethu with our family, friends, vanopinda mchirongwa, so that hama dzenyu dzinonzwa ukuthi mama uri pachirongwa cheve chidiki muina Mike Hove. Zimbabwe ndudle, pindai mchirongwa.
Hey, hola, Jaypico, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
Ingoma ka DJ Skyver uthi imali yeqolo. We appreciate you letting us use your song, DJ Skyver. Check him out on iTunes for those that are looking to look for his music. Make sure you follow him on social media. Kodwa ngibona I, of course, sekuqalile izinto sesiqalile. The program is already getting hot. Ngibona ama comments ase ngenile. Uthalita TC Dube uthi first u blessing yahuma uthi second. UNelson Rua is already commenting uthi it's treason instead of jobs. I saw someone was putting a crying face. UIshwal Kauzwani uthi no one is safe in Zimbabwe. That's why I am forced in exile. Get strong, Joe. Freedom is around the corner. Uthi freedom is coming tomorrow. Hayi ngena kuhlelo pinda imchirongwa Zimbabwe omuhle. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to converse with me. The conversation goes beyond this hour, but for today, debate for right now, with for the next couple of minutes, for the next hour, let me say that. Gatsangane pana papa VOA Shona. We're also on VOA Ndebele uyezepa VOA Studio 7. But before we dive into today's topic, let's hear what MDC Whip Prosper Mtseyami has to say about the charges laid on the 25-year-old lawmaker.
This is a sad situation we're having today, and it's a sad day for us. Yes. As the members of parliament representing the MDC Alliance,
yes.
Then at the same time, we need to appreciate that the level of arbitral arrests, the level of trumped up charges, which the ordinary person is suffering out there, more so the citizens. Today we are here, trumped up charges on Honorable Joanna Mamombe.
Yes, yes.
It's a sad day for us as a family, and it's a sad day for democracy, bearing in mind that we had a situation whereby we were told then that we were moving into a new dispensation. But we're actually saying that this kind of dispensation, so-called dispensation, is actual worse situation than a scenario when we had Robert Mugabe as the president of this country. All the same, you have to take note that when Honorable Joanna Mumbo was arrested, he was on parliamentary duty, and she had just finished her business of parliamentary duty. At the same time, she had not yet been excused from the business of parliament and was on her way back to parliament to meet the family. Then that's when these 8 bodied men with 3 vehicles, the Fortuna trucks, the diesel being used, they took her all the way from Nyanga to here. And this is against the requirements of the Constitution with regard to detention and arrests. And when she got arrested, the charges were not preferred against her, only to be told of the charges when she had come all the way to Harare Central, maybe 7 hours later after the arrest. So it's a sad day, but we look forward that we will not live down the struggle for the people of Zimbabwe to be free, and we will not leave the legacy of our President Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, which was left to us, being led by Honorable Chamisa. We'll move on, and I believe Honorable Joamana Mumbe will be free to meet the constituents and to represent the people. It's a sad day for her, but she's a strong woman, and I'm very sure that she'll pass through this stage.
All right. Well, Zimbabwe Muhle, you heard there from MDC Whip. We are commenting uthi hi lokho kwenzakalayo, it's not right, it's not right, it's not right. Lina lithini ngalokho kwenzakalayo eZimbabwe? Ngenani kuhlelo +12026192077. Lingakhohlwa njalo liyakhona ukubhala imilayezelo on our Facebook pages and you write my comments. I'm going to be reading them live as we speak. However, helping me tackle this issue tonight, I have the founder of Open Nepali, Umnumzana Umunya Blogo, joining me live via Skype from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. Welcome, welcome to our youth program, Munya. I can't seem to hear. Ah, there we go. I got your sound. Once again, welcome, welcome to our program, Munya.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So let's dive straight into it, Munya. You are one of the individuals who was tackling this issue on the ground, reporting everything as it comes. This is, dates back to elections. Up to today, Open Party is still tackling these issues and reporting everything that's going on in Zimbabwe by the minute as it happens. First of all, as a young person, as a young journalist, I want to thank you for that. What you're doing is exceptional work. Thank you. Thank you so much for that on behalf of everyone and our listeners.
You're welcome, Mike. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So my first question to you, Munya, is you mainly focus on issues that are with regards to parliament. We saw, like I said, Mzwari Joanna Mamombe, you heard the lawyer himself. He said, Mzwari Mamombe was arrested whilst on parliamentary duty. How is this something that affects her duties on a day-to-day basis? Is there anyone that stands in to help her with her duties whilst the, I guess, government is at her neck?
Not exactly. Once she's arrested, her seat is vacant in Parliament. She also sits in the Education Committee, if I remember correctly, and she was actually the acting chair of that portfolio committee. So it also stands to hamper the work that Parliament is doing, and you know, it reduces the number of MPs that can have oversight over certain ministries. Mm-hmm. So it reduces the oversight role that Parliament has, and it weakens an already weak Parliament.
Now, Nyaye Munya has been a continuation. Akaske Kutanga, where we've seen members of Parliament being clapped down on. We also saw earlier on, like I had said, Ndambuza Wateruti, we once had this program. This is not the first time. This has been an ongoing conversation. Muna January, we saw, instead of it be focus being placed on my opposition MPs, we saw focus was being placed on my activists and civil society groups. Pastor Eva Chisungwa na Ofut. How is this something that's affecting the way Parliament is operating? Says Rotrukwanauti, unfortunately, this is all these people that are being clamped down on and arrested are members of Parliament who so happen to belong to the MDC.
I think it disrupts what Parliament is supposed to do, and it diverts the focus to this. Earlier today, Parliament was on a break all along, and it just resumed today. And one of the comments that Tendai Biti stood up to say today in Parliament was to call out the government on these arbitrary arrests. So instead of the Parliament focusing on the many laws that need to be aligned to the Constitution, okay, you know, we find ourselves focusing on these issues of like arrests and detention and state apparatus using persecution by prosecution and arresting to investigate and not actually investigating the cases. Mm-hmm. So we find that most of these cases end up falling apart when they get to the magistrate's court or when people apply to the high court. You mentioned Pastor Ivan, his case fell apart when it went to the high court. So you find that there's very little evidence of these cases ever reaching or ever finding a conviction when they are presented before the courts. Most of the cases they are dismissed, especially the one that under the same charge that Joanna Mamu is facing. Mm-hmm. So you find that instead of us focusing on the bread and butter issues that the Parliament should be doing, we are now having a polarized Parliament that is now arguing over who's been arrested, why they've been arrested, mm-hmm, and the ordinary people of Zimbabwe and the young people of Zimbabwe are the ones who are facing the brunt of the problems that we are in now.
All right, perfect. Munya, let me just hold you onto the line. Look, can you just hold on for 1 second and then I'll come back to you. Let me just take our first call and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, all right? All right. Ngiyezwa njalo Zimbabwe muhle ukuthi thina emthereri we have a caller ecingweni. Khola mlaleli usungenile kuhlelo Mapinda Mchirongwa The Connection. Zuri kufamba here ari parinare ndiyani?
Di Albert,
mkoma Albert zuri kufamba?
Kufamba zize.
Ah mushe. Saka muri kutifondera muri kupi?
Kubulawayo.
Right. Perfect mkoma Albert. Saka nyaya iri mugango nhasi mayanzwa. Muri kunzwa kuti ma MPs akafana na Joanna Mamombe uyezve nhasi vachatonoende nawo vasungwa. Nemaondere enyu, what is going on munyika? Zviri right here zviri kuitika izvi?
Zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kunaka. Nekuti mhosva yavo chaiyo ndeyi.
Ndakuti vamamombe muzvare Mamombe vari kunzi aiwa ivo vanga vachida kupidigura hurumende uyezve navowo futi vacharlton hwende vakanzi panyaya iyaya yakatanga muna January paye pakaitika violence munyika vanhu vachinoratidzira vahwende uyezve muzvare Mamombe ndivo vari kupomerwa mhosva izvi zvichinzi aiwa ndimi vakaudza vanhu kuti mubude munoita zhowezhowe munopunza zvinhu nezvinhu zvakadaro.
Asi tikatarisa muzare Mamombe vakaposta video clip yavo makamboiona
hongu ndakaiona
vari kuti ngavaite peaceful demonstration. Saka ndifungise kuti vaiva neshuviri yekupidigira hurumende.
Saka nemaondero enyu mukoma chii chofanira kuitika kuti aiwa nyika iendere mberi sezvo zvamuri kutaura kuti aiwa muzvare Mamombe iwo she pushed for peaceful protests and I'm assuming nemiwo muri kuti vahwende vanga vasina nyaya nemaondero enyu chii chofanira kuitika nekuti mhosva iripo kapa table apo.
Vanofanira kuva vanhu ava vari kupomerwa mhosva vanofanira kuti vamirirwe namagota epasi rose kana zvichidira kuti ongorore nyaya iyo yakanaka iye zvinobuda pachena mumatare zvinova zvinoita kuti vasunungurwe vavewo nerusununguro nekuti takatarisa muzvare Mamombe vatonzi vaenda kurimandiswa muzuva 19 zvinova zvinopisa kodzero dzavanhu.
Vakadai
vaigona nenational court yaipindira kuti zvigadzire.
Okay. Aiwa mukoma Alfred. Matizita ndi Albert kana ndi Alfred? Matizita ndi Albert here kana Alfred?
Alfred.
Alright mukoma Alfred. Thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi. Handiti mukoma. Mudzoke next week handiti. Zvurukanda pale yamuzu munumzana uAlfred umlaleli wetsu ukona ngale kobulawayo uyashuta hayi ngombono wake hayi akulandaba la. Uti unkosazana uMamombe yena he's one of the people owatholithuba lokubukela ividiyo yakhe ushilo uAlfred ukuthi ngombono wakhe hayi uMamombe akalacala ngenxa yokuthi hayi umzwile uMamombe esithi hayi Zimbabwe omuhle ikakhulukazi izakhamizi zesigaba sakhe iHarare West uthe phumani ngobunengi liyotshengisela kodwa asifuni ingxabangxoza, asifuni umsindo, asifuni ukuthi abantu bashayane, sifuna ukuthi izinto ziyenzwe in a peaceful manner. So yena uthi lokho kwenziwa nguhulumende, lokho kwenziwa amacourt, badlalisa imali, badlalisa isikhathi. Lina lithini ngalokho kwenzakalayo? Sithinteni Zulukandaba +12026192077 yoni number la yethu. Sithinteni bhalani njalo ama-comments ku-Facebook lethu, kukhasi lethu le-Facebook i-VOA Ndebele. Kodwa kuhlelo lamhlanje we have the editor and founder of Open Parly umnumzana uMunya Bloko. Munya, I'm coming back to you. Are you still on the line?
I'm still here, mate.
Perfect. So, Munya, you are on the ground as these things develop. And I saw Open Parly was there when Muzvare Mamombe was detained a couple of days ago and when she was taken to court. What exactly is going on as we proceed forward? How is her case going to unfold?
I think after she was remanded today earlier, the lawyers being represented by Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights opted to apply to the High Court for a bail application, for an urgent bail application, which is normally the procedure if you follow all the cases. So it's likely that if the High Court hears the bail application, she might have a chance, might be put out on bail, and might be out of remand sooner than we think. But if the bail application doesn't go through, we might have to pick this up on March 19th.
So she would stay within remand until the 19th of March?
Yes. Yes, now, should stay in remand until the 19th.
Like you said, this case has been something that's happened time and time again. And usually, like you said, just like what the caller is saying, they feel like it's a waste of time, it's a waste of money, it's a waste of government resources. Earlier on, you touched on Parliament. What's the best way to move forward in times like this? Like you said earlier on, government could be doing better things than clamping down on these MPs. How, as a nation, are we supposed to move forward from this?
I think it's a very difficult question right now because we have a very polarized political space. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that normally helps in the service situation is citizens and young people getting out and voicing their concerns, you know, calling their MPs and saying, you know what, we don't think this is right. We don't think that you guys are spending enough time doing the right things. And I think you saw it when the MPs spent a lot of time earlier this year or late last year or when they were spending a lot of time debating about issues that have nothing to do with young people. Young people call them out on, you know, focusing on their perks. And that made the government, you know, retract and realign and focus its attention on what was there. So I think young people have a voice. If we let these issues go, they'll continue. But if we come out and voice our concern over the lack of a political will within Parliament of Zimbabwe and voice our concern about what is happening to these MPs, mm-hmm. then I think you will see a reaction from the government that is proper. But also, I think we have to be aware that government has already highlighted that it is blaming the MDC for the protests that happened in January. So we shouldn't be surprised that this crackdown is happening there. Mm-hmm. The MDC is being blamed for the crackdown that happened. So mm-hmm. I think it's now a question of MDC and ZANU-PF also coming together and having dialogue. It seems like these two parties, they are in the same parliament, but they struggle to when it comes to them talking to each other mm-hmm. in a constructive manner. The space is very polarized, and I think it needs to stop, really.
Now, my last question to you, Munye, and then I might have to let you go because my next guest is already queued up. It seems as though this crackdown is not something just is sticking around for MPs and civic society. We also saw Gwinyet, just the other time, was arrested. She was also arrested for a skit that she did. What's supposed to happen now that everyone is just within the targeting range over something that happened over the 14th of January?
I think this is a strategy that we've seen being used by the government or by the states over the years, even during the Robert Mugabe era, where they just arrest people mm-hmm. to investigate and prosecute and use the court system to prosecute people and to instill fear. So I think some of the arrests are just arbitrary and, you know, just meant to divert people's attention from the core issues and, you know, to instill a level of fear. But I think people should not be afraid of speaking up and doing the right things and calling out the government on where it's going wrong. And I think systems are abused when citizens do not voice their concerns. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the duty of every citizen to voice their concern and to speak out and to hold their elected officials to account, especially the MPs that they voted for. They have a right and a mandate to call them and to ask them what they are doing and why they are allowing this to go on.
Mm-hmm. All right, Munya Plogo, founder of Open Party, thank you so much for joining us in our program tonight. And thank you so much for letting us use your footage. You guys are rock stars for that.
All right, awesome, guys.
All right, cheers. Keep up the good work, bud.
Cool.
Right, Zulagandaba Lim, Zule Umnumzana Umunya Ploko, Gotwangyez, Wanjalo, Ndrugunzwaj, Karutitinum Terrorist, Lomunum Laleli Tingweni, Mlaleli Mlaleli, Kola Kola, Mapindam Chironga, Selling Geni Regushelo, The Connection, Lilami Umai Kobe, Okuluma Tingweni Bani, Hello, Kola.
Hello.
Yes, Mkoma, Arpar Narendian. Mkoma Simbarash Kugweru, and this? Zuru kufamba ere kugwerwa muruko. Saka mukoma sembarashe nyaya irimo mugango mainzwa tudzewo maonreni. Nyangu ndekuti kuida kuti Simba. Simba Rash. Hausi kunzwika zvakanaka. Ndanchi kumuro kuti uswedere pafoni yako nekuti hausi kunzwika zvakanaka.
Okay, ndanchi hurumende iripo ine uori kuti iri kuvhundisa maMP ati ari kuvaponza zvavari kuda kutira iteyo munyika. Kozi vanhu vari kuvanikisa kusungwa vanhu vanga chimatarikira kusora nezvachika munyika. Kuda kudaro manje akusunga zvakaita pana dzangirai paya.
Mukoma Simba, foni yenyu ikai.
Hello.
Makunzwika zvakanaka. Musa, don't move. Garai pamutori ipapo. Chidzokororai zvamamuchitaura mukoma.
Okay, nice. Ore ndachiti hurumende yedu ine nzira yekuti vanovhundisira kuindipiti ya munhu ikaingana kuti aopposi zvinoda hurumende yavo. Vanotova mudzi kuti kusvibisana kusunga kuti vakuvhiringisi zvavakaita pana president paya. Ishiri pana paya paya vakasema kuvhusvibisa
kuti
Saka mutobvumirana nemaonero amunya blogger aya kuti aiwa zviri kuitwa nehurumende izvanzi mafear tactics aya.
Ndio chokwadi chiri kuti ndire kuzvisira vanhu kuti vasambura kuti vaone chakanaka vaone chakangoipa chete.
Saka chindiudzaiwo kamukoma Simba, chii chofanira kuitika kuti nyika yedu iendere mberi, tisaite nyaya idzi dzekutambisa mari, focusing on my cases apa hurumende iri kuita zvokusunga maMP ari kunzi nevanhu havana nyaya.
Dai inari nations kune yapindira bozi munomo nainoende kungoti vavara vapisa ndi vanoita mindi unouya iyo akadai inari nations kune yatidetsera munomo akatooma.
Manje nemaondero enyu UN inozobatsira seiko?
UN inobatsira pakuti aizira ikuta mune maoko seleadership kuti anashamisa kuti vachinge vaudza nemadzemo sina tikuti aya vakona kupindira bozi maclear demonstrations.
Right. Mukoma Simba, foni yenyu yakunetsa zvikari asi musaita maisaro nari pasi. And no more mvunzo. Manzwa guest wedu uyu abva kubuda muchirongwa uyu munya blogo achiti hanzi one of the most important things chinofanira kuitwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe is you must hold my MP enyu accountable. Muchivabvunza kuti aiwa nyaya ikai yezviri kuitika munyika iyi tiri kunzwa kuti muri kunetswa hatisi kuzvifarira. Imi wenyu MP makambomuaproacha here muchimuudza nyaya idzi kuti hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika munyika uyezve MP yenyu munombomuziva here?
Ndinomuziva chaizvo.
Ehe, saka chitiudza MP yenyu ndiani mukoma?
MP yenyu?
Ehe. Okay, right. Makambotaura here vasibaya ndindiwe MDC futi. Saka have you you guys approached vasibaya muchivaudza kuti aiwa vasibaya tiri kuona zviri kuitwa nyaya yakatanga muna 14 January tiri kunzwa kuti you guys are being targeted hatisi kufara nezvazvo, can you guys bring it up muparliament muudze hurumende kuti aiwa hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika?
Chibaya mutori mukoma atatanga tese mubhizina chibaya asi tinovaudza but izvizvi vakataura kusoro uku vanenge vachiti hazvi vanei nazvo vanhu vaya vakaoma musoro.
Saka nemaondero enyu vanenge vachitotambisa nguva
asi kuzanupeva zanupeve ndira kutodhiraivha ndabatana pazimbabwe yose kuti kutizvi manations adoregitcl saka kutosimba vandei mazimbabwe ndabatana tadeposita zvakatosimba andavaizvizakura kuti hazvichenje bcause asina izvozvo hakuna chinobuda.
Aiwa mukoma Simba Rashe, takunzwa zvakanaka. Muve nezuva rakanaka mukoma. Right, zuluka ndaba limzwile omunye umlaleli wethu umnumzana uSimba Rashe ubekhona ecengweni uthi hayi one UN must intervene uthi hayi ngombono wakhe ubona ngani lokho kwenzakalayo I has to stop ubona ngani iUN ingangenela it might help. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi ayi limzwile umnumzana umunye abhloko he touched on indaba yokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ikakhulukazi abantu abaphila eZimbabwe should hold ama MPs abo accountable bebatshela ukuthi ayi thina we're not happy ngalokho okwenzakalayo ngikhaya kumele liyokhuluma labanye benu kuparlamente so that you guys bring it up in the government. Ngiphinde ngambuza uSimba Rashe yena uSimba Rashe ukuthi hayi njengoba igovernment yona is full of ZANU PF sizabe sidlala isikhathi. Lina lithini ngalokho? Ngenani kuhlelo. Kodwa ecingweni ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi we have our second guest who is and I'm so excited by this because you know a lot of people keep talking about INAA dialogue ukuthi abantu abasekeli ibandla le Zanu PF njalo abasekeli ibandla le MDC should be able to have a conversation about issues like this. Lamhlanje kuhlelo we have a Zanu PF youth member ehlelweni. He's joining us umnumzana uMunashe Mdutsa. Mnashe Mnashe usungenele kuhlelo. Welcome, welcome Putom.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I am super, super excited to have you on our program, Chief. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
So Mnashe, indaba ekhona egudwini uyizwile. My first question to you as a ZANU PF youth individual, what is your take on everything that's happening towards AMA MDC MPs elizweni up to date?
There's nothing I can look at it. Angeke ukhangela ngendlela yokuthi ngama MP ay MDC ase under a challenge. Mina ngikubona ngani ngabantu abawonayo asebehlangana lezi jezo zomthetho lesandla somthetho uhambelana lezinto ezazizenzekile especially around the January 14 activities that saw people looting, burning cars and even beating a police officer to death. So what we are seeing now is not necessarily what we want to pursue as maybe ukuchaya kwabantu opposition or ukutargetwa. It's just a lot of cost.
Kodwa mnumzana, you've heard, and I'm not sure if you've taken a look at some of the videos that have circulated on social media. For example, a press conference, yeah. Ega Joanna Mamombe, where she was talking. One of the things she talks about is she's saying, guys, as pumeni ngobunengi bethu siyotshengisela, sitshengisuzulu ukuthi we're not happy with everything that's going on in the country. However, she reinforces and she tells people time and time again, ukuthi asitshengiseleni, yebo, let's protest, kodwa it must be a peaceful protest. So how do we get to a stage and point whereby she's being charged with trying to ukususa uhulumende kababo Emerson Mnangagwa?
Uyabona ukuthi nokukhona lapha nje, we understand that section 59 ye constitution yacho sibili ukuthi every citizen has the right to demonstrate.
Yebo.
But iyacho futhi njalo that same section ukuthi i demonstration yangkhona kumele ibe peaceful. That demonstration, in the enjoyment of that right, you should not infringe on the rights of other people. I think that should be a basic fact. And what we saw, especially with January 14 to 16, we saw that it was no longer a demonstration which was peaceful. It was no longer a demonstration or a petition which was peaceful. Sabo ni violence. It is as bona leziana. It is as well with abantu through investigation. That's why Enga Botuwa Ngamtara 17 or Ngamtara 18. It shows that our police have been investigating. And because they've been investigating, so we see that Kakin Sogu Sereko and Sogu Tai, so the information is in ICBMISA, Ugu Tisinabo Pumund. Remember, you don't arrest to investigate, but you investigate to arrest. So they investigated, and now we are in March. They now have the case against him. And maybe, because that's why it's a clever person who raised the Arankwanaka case. It's not whether it was a war, simply because it's during those days. She was not arrested after that press conference, was she?
No, that is not correct.
Yes.
How?
She was arrested now after they've investigated.
However, even then, Mnumzana, I'm not denying the fact that she was arrested after. But umbuzwami is, does the crime fit the charge?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. But what I know is that the court is the one that is going to define whether whatever happened or the press conference can fit into the charge of treason or whatever it is that has been put across. But what we know and what we have been saying as the NPF is we got into 2019, the MPC be clear, and they are very clear about the violence. What could we mean about 2019 is a revolutionary year. 2019, and within 14 days of 2019, so I think our police have every right to then do what they were doing based on the evidence they have, which maybe probably some of us may not know, but we will hear as the court proceedings go on.
What's in Ubambe? I'm not going to go to Mnashe and then I'll come back to you. Mnashe.
Okay, no problem.
All right, Mnashe Mthusa. Yena, he's a ZANU PF youth member. Lina lithini ngalokho kushiwo mnumzana uMunashe. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi silomunye umlaleli lamhlanje amafoni ethu khanya ngani ayashisa. It's hot. Mtereri mtereri khola khola usungenele kuhlelo maphinda mchirongwa ari pa runare ndiyani?
Marietson.
Ndiyani?
Marietson.
Marietson. Zviri kufamba here mukoma?
Ndofara zvangu makadiyo.
Aiwa tiri kufara. Saka mukoma mapinda muchirongwa tudzewo kama onre.
Maonero angu inini ndokuti kana vachiita saizvo zvokusunga ma MPs vanenge vachibvisa kudisturba kuti vashande zvakanaka because vanenge vachiona kuti vari kushanda zvinoita kuti vatarige chokwadi kuvanhu saka ivanenge vachivarira kuti vanhu vasi vanokwanisa kuwana chokwadi.
Chokwadi chakadii mukoma?
Chokwadi chezvinenge zvichiitika mungava mukushanda kwehurumende nebasa rose ravanenge vachiita reparliamendi. Ndo maonero andoita.
Saka mambonzo wawo guest wedu wekutanga anonzi Munya Blogo uyo anoshanda ane kambani yake inonzi Open Pali achiti aiwa nemaondero ake ka this issue is something that's happened time and time again and anoti aiwa hanzi zvinhu zvakafana ingori distraction instead of focusing mune nyaya dziri serious dziri kuitika muhurumende. Imi munobvumirana nemaondero ake?
Ndingabvumirana nazvo nokuti kana vachiita saizvozvo zvinopa kudzosera basa rehurumende isuri.
Saka nemaondero enyu chii chofaa kuitika nemakesi akadai?
Makesi akaita sezvizvizvi aifanira kumira because hapana chingafamba muhurumende because kamwe achinge aenda kundobasa basa reparliamendi akadistabwa zvinhu zvinopa kuti basa ridzokere sure uye vanhu vakasarudzwa navanhu kuti vamirire vanhu kuparliamendi vakarapa vongosungwa havachina nguva yekuti vaine zvichemo zvemaconstituensi avari kuti vakwanise kuwana rubatsiro kana kuti vakwanise kuona kuti kofambiswa sei. Saka zvinhu zvinodistabwa zvakawanda.
Aiwa mukoma ndakunzwa zvakanaka. Thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa handisi.
Zvakanaka.
Mudzoke next week pachirongwa chino. Chirongwa ndechenyu. Lapa le hamuzomulaleli uti hai ngombono wake loku kwenziwa nguhulumende batsi badlalisa imali batsi kumele they must stop ukudlalisa imali ikahulumende nje ikakhulukazi njengoba kungela imali vele elizweni uthi they must focus on stop trying to distract abantu. Wathi ngibuyele kumnashe sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngalokho. Mnashe?
Yes.
Right, so my earlier guest umnumzana Munya Blogo, who is the founding of Open Parley, he said, "Ukuthi, okay. This cases such as Le Ega Johanna Mamombe, it's not the first time where someone has been charged with such a charge, and it's been thrown out, and time again, this has happened. We saw the same thing happen, Lopasta E, now it's happening to Johanna, and most likely is to happen time and time again with other people who are coming through. Do you not feel, Ukuthi, when Anjengo Muntu Omusha, this is just a waste of money?
Well, you could say that if you look at it with other eyes, but then try and look at it in the eyes of the victim. Try to look at it in the context of umuntu wachiseli stolo. Try ukukhangela in the context of ugogo wachaywayo efuna ukuhamba emsebenzini. Try and look at it in the context of that worker who was supposed to go to work but was blocked and ikombi yakhe yachiswa ayahamba ngayo simply because wayefuna emsebenzini. It had nothing to do with the... So look at it in the context of the victim also. Are they not happy in the justice of what happened in January? They are happy. Most of your callers and MP Abochiwe. I think that's the wrong way of looking at it. Because in Adama MP Abochiwe, EMP is just a title. I voted last year. The Votelanga Uti Karisu Hamlet, she is involved in things that are violent
amongst
of the things on other people's rights.
Gotom Mnashing Yaguzwa Yebo. Amongst the individuals who have been taken to court and tried, such as Abo Biti and Uchoana Mamombe, amongst of them, none of them have actually been caught on record, actually, let's go out there and burn izinto. In actual fact, they are caught on record where it's, Tina, we want a peaceful protest. So how do you then take account and say, okay, some people such as that deserve what they're getting or should go through the court case? And secondly, how are you dating this back to the protest itself?
Well, you should understand that maybe it's just that we are trying to play this in the court of public opinion, mm-hmm. and that opinion can go either way. Abantu bengathi wrong, abantu bengathi right. But what is important right now is to then follow the case. Whenever the prosecutor, what is it that they are holding on? If you have any evidence which leads on this case, this is indeed treason and over and over alive, mm-hmm. then let the court do what it's supposed to. But mm-hmm. if there's no evidence, obviously, so that would be a waste of taxpayers' money. And you, Joanna Mamombe, I know as MP, she has every right then to then sue the state, which no, you wasted my time, you put my name, she has every right to do that. But let's allow for the rule of law. And yes, she can allow it. So now, rule of law in Zimbabwe. No rule of law. You go to Monaka Fundi, and that is a Kaito, but investigate. I'm a poor Wauka went from a police to investigate. You call court, Saro Tonga, Zonika, Munaka Kanganisa, Kanakutana Kanganisa.
But Munashi, for what reason are you refusing to look at them in the landscape? You would say Nabantu, who are representatives or member of parliament, because realistically speaking, that's what they are. And it so happened that a lot of them are being targeted towards Ibandlele MTC.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, really. But you should understand that Ibandlele MTC alliance, Dilama MPs, Agako Maninga Kul, I'm MPs. Mm-hmm. So most of the MPs are actually the leaders within the outfit called MTC Alliance. By the way, I've got to be the potential. It was just an alliance for the election. Mm-hmm. So other MP, you are my party leader, Vancon. So it's just a coincidence that when I now believe in my MP, you are a believer in Shango, you are a leader, Vancon. But we have seen them being arrested. There are some who are for that. But it's, of course, it becomes national news. It becomes national news because she's supposedly the youngest MP. But that doesn't matter in the eyes of the law. You are the youngest MP or you were elected by our match court. What it matters is the court will prove who. I'm not against you as a person. I'm against the principle of trying to use the title to defend you if you stand
them. Let me just have you hold on the line for one more second, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Ngiyezwa njalo Zulukandaba sitsheleni imibono yenu. Mbona ama comments ayangena. I'll get to your comments in 1 second, Zulukandaba. Don't worry, keep writing your comments. Thank you so much, labo ababhalayo ama comments. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi silo omunye umlaleli, wothi sithatha umlaleli, and then we'll go back to Mnumzana Umnashe. Hopefully we're trying to get our other guest, uPride Mkono, so hopefully he'll be with us very soon. Ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi uPride ukhona, kodwa wothi ngithatha umlaleli first. Khola Mteri Mapinda Mchirongwa ari paro nare ndiyani. Kolu kone kwenwen?
Magadi.
Tripo mama magadi enyu?
No fara, nime mshango kwa boyera kwa Mrambinda.
Kuri seiko kwa Mrambinda?
Kwa Mrambinda kuru kupisa.
Mati zita ndiani?
Mae mshangwe.
Right, mae mshangwe nyayiri mkangwe, mainzwa, tuwa nzoewo kama ondre enyu?
Ini maone rangu ndiye kuti tamponzi wati chema kuti anzi iti zhirango zhuri kuti wawalu ufumi zhino kanga nisa Zimbabwe. Iyo kano wachifunga wawariko kupaliamendi wachinzi wakuti wanawaruku wa watu kubatuwa shakana kasa amai mamombe hao. Warukunzi wanda kupidi gula uru mendi. Ino ngoramba shingo da kupidi gula waega ni wanu iwa were kana wachiramba wachungo sungwa. Wanengo wachitere zhirango zhacho zhichatiswa ere ni kuti isu zaata wopache na kuti wanwari mzanu pefu wane umbimbi ndoka. Ugungo takuramba waripo. Plus, zvinenge zvichikanganisa wanhu wanenge wakasarudza wanhu iwavo kuti wavamiririre kunzvimbo dzavari. Nekuti vamiririri wavo vanenge vachigara vari mudambudziko. Havana zvichemo zvavanosvitsa kupariamendi kwacho kuti zvigadzirise matambudziko ari muZimbabwe. Nekuti kodzero dzevanhu dzinenge dzichingotyorwa. Zvese zvinenge zvichingotaurwa vanenge vachingoti sepanabva kutaura achiti hanzi akafira Zimbabwe. Ndatocheva kuti akaifira sei iye ari kutotaura ari kutotaura pamhepo asi ari kuti akaifira saka zvinorevawo kuti vanoda kudya wega vakatoifira wacho havana chavakawana kunyange vana wavo havana chavakawana kubvira muna 1980 nanhasi vanhu vari kungochema vari kuurayiwa tinototya chero kutaura pamhepo zvatiri kuita kutaridza kuti hatina kodzero dzedu dziri kuchengetedzwa ngavachengetedze kodzero dzevanhu nekuteerera zvido zvevanhu nekuita zvido zvevanhu kuti iwo warwisawo zvirango zvacho zvehupfumi waone kuti chokwadi vanhu vari pazvigaro vamunangagwa nevanhu vavo vari muparliamendi vane chido nevanhu manje vanhu vacho varida kutouraya wese vongosara vari kuparliamendi nevezano vacho vanongoshungurudzwa saka varida kutonga ani ndomubvunzo wangu wekuti vari kuteerewa zvirango zviri kuiswa kwavari zviri kukanganisa hupfumi havasi kuchengetedza kodzero dzevanhu ivo vega havasi kuzviona pachi zvavo here ndokuchema kwangu ikoko kwekuti havasi kunyeperwa bazvavari kuita zvese chitori chokwadi chavanoziva uyezve ndakanzwa munangagwa pawaitora mhiko yaipiwa vachipika kuna mwari mwari wacho vari kuti chifananidzo here kana kuti ivo vari kutotonga zvese vanhu namwari nekuti dai vaitya mwari zvimwe zvinhu zvavanoburi vachitaura vachiti vanhu havasi kuurayiwa vanhu tiri kuchengetedza dai vachitya kuzvitaura saka zvinoreva kuti tsitsi rudo runyararo muzimbabwe hamuna ndosakei tiine nzara tichitambudzika hupfumi hurimo asi hatigoni kuushandisa nekuti tsitsi kune vamwe wedu hapana runyararo muzimbabwe hamuna rudo hamuna zvese hapana chirimo saka tinosunungurwa ngurini vanoda kutibatsira vacho vanouya here kuzotibatsira vanoda kuisa mabhizinesi vanouya here kuzoisa mabhizinesi avo muzimbabwe mune hunhu hwakadai nekuti vane maembasi avo ari muzimbabwe ndovanenge vachitaura kuti nhasi vanhu mapurisa atora vanhu pakati musoja akamira pakati vanhu vaitiwa zvakati ndovanenge vachitoendesa mashoko chero vakadzima indaneti vanenge vachingonyora kuti muzimbabwe mune zvakati muzimbabwe vanhu vari kurohwa vanhu vari kushungurudzwa zvinhu zviri kukwira hapana anouya muno muzimbabwe nekuti tsitsi rudo runyararo hamuna zvichikonzerwa neivo vari kumusoro wacho wese ivavavo
aiwa ndakunzwa zvakanaka mai mushangwe thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa mama
notenda
hayi zuleka ndaba liyamuzwa umai mshangwe ukhona ngale ebuhera kodwa let's check ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu apha pa-VOA shona ndikuona pana vakennedy masiye vari kuwava vari kuti ai vada kupinda muchirongwa vamasiye musatye tichakutsvagai kuti tikupinze muchirongwa usunboy moloiso ari kuti zimbabwe yakaramba kare and will never be okay kusvika tafa ndizvo izvi but vamasiye vari kudzokorora zvakare he keeps trying aiwa vamasiye musatye tichakutsvagai pasimo chidoko ari kuti mukoma avo he doesn't know anything he doesn't want to defend all he wants to do is defend his party but that is what they're doing is very bad hanzi izvi zviri kutaurwa izvi naguest wedu aiwa vamututsa hanzi we don't agree with you Kennedy Masiye, I see you to super link comment. Tichakutsvagai mukoma tichakupinzai tichakufondera izvezvi. Just stay, bear with us for 2 seconds. Asambeni kukhasi letu reVOA Ndebele. Ngibona uVirginia Macebo is watching with us. Virginia, thank you so much. Ngongena kuhlelo uEdwin Bebe la ukhona. UHassan Davidson uthi, yeah, we're watching your program. I think Mama Kupe, she must speak out. And now her sister, uLinda Masarira, ilolo mbono ka Hassan ukhul ruler Penny uthi le ntoda into ayikhulumayo ngayazi why amasotsha yabalala abantu engabotshwa very relevant question ukhoni Mpala Book uthi ask this caller that how is it that amasotsha lamapolisa who shot and killed abantu bebangobotshwanga I samudinga so that we bring him back into the program. Unfortunately, we lost him ecingweni, but we're going to try to get him back to see ukuthi yena uthini ngalokhu elikushiwo, lokho elikukhulumayo. Kodwa asameni kukhasi lethu le VOA shona ama comments maningi maningi ngempela. UFaith Cutler ukhona ehlelweni uthi we need to put things into perspective and analyze who called for stairways. Was it the opposition? It so happened, Wootsie, it wasn't opposition. Kodwa, this thing was started by ZCTU and also civic society organizations such as Eat This Flag. That's why we found Wootsie, like, Pastor E was, you know, caught into this and other members of the ZCTU. Faith Upinde, Hudson Wootsie, and aga brainwash and this is what you're asking bro Mike it seems as though people are not really in favor of Uloko Wushio Ngumunashe, but we're going to try get him back on our program. CJ Rockstone, which is ZANU PF must fall. He doesn't seem to be in favor of Loko Ushio Ngusakulayo, Webandlelezanu PF, Utalita TC. Dube uti next time, bring in two guests, one from NDC, one Owezanu. Don't bring him back, please. Not in favor of Umunashe. But we're trying to get Upride Mkono, Yena Ngumunyo Ngusakulayo, who also, unfortunately, is out in the diaspora. He was one of the individuals who was looked for. He was also part of pushing a movement there, Stay Away. So let's hopefully we'll get Umkono Ecengweni, and we'll also try here ukuthi yena uthini ngalokho egushiwo. Kodwa Zulukandaba lina lithini ngalokho okwenziwa nguhulumende, lithini ngalokho ngamacala khona the case eka Joanna Mamombe, njalo siyezwa njalo lamhlanje ukuthi umnumzana Charlton Wende was another individual who was arrested. Balani ngenani kuhlelo, balani ama comments enu, plus 1202-465-0318 is the number to call. Koto ngezo njalu kusilo munyu mlaleli, we have a caller, Parunari. Kola kola mtiri, mapinda mchurongo, zuru kufambe.
Hello, baba.
Hey, zuru kufambe.
Hai, ndinani, hulise utano wedu.
Ah, ndizo ezo, so baba, ariparu nari ndiani?
Baba.
Ariparu nari ndiani?
Ndiwa gumbo.
Aiwa, hama yangu kaimu. Baga mwombere nguwa nisi?
Hey. Ae, ndiru kuna kuhurungwe.
Oh, amurugu hurungwe. Ewa kumbo mnotara ndewele zukara nisi?
Aa, ndinotara bati, ndinene njida kutivari kuno kwa ndi gerevo wanzo kuti zino pambase no kutiva shingi wacha avati nisi.
Aha, aiwa msaachke baba, nasi tinongo utema o both languages nisi?
Yeah.
Ngati tange ine shona. Eh, vakumbo saka vapinda kamuchirongwa tudzeyo maonero enyu pa nyaya yechikurukura nasi.
Right, maonero angu andiri kuita inini mukuru panenge pane dambudziko pama member of parliament edapa.
Mhm.
Kana vaenda ku parliament ngavatiziva kuti wavavinga anenge ari mutungamiriri ndiani.
Mhm.
Vatisiya zvokuti ini ndiriwe zvano ndonga kana kuti wechinyi kana kuti bato ripi vavinge zveparliament zvokumiririra. Isu.
Mhm.
Nokuti kana vanosvika votsvaga ma differences avano addressa vanhu kumararizi aya.
Mhm.
Vomaisa muparliament. Security yeyo muparliament ndiyo inomasunga nokuti zvavanenge vakutoita hazvisirizvo zvine hazvizvo zvavanga vane vavinga kunomiririra vanhu.
Mhm.
Havana kuvinga kunotukana.
Mhm.
Ndo zvinofanira kungoziva mamemba oparamendi edu izvozvo. Kana vangosiya kupati kwavo vava muparamendi, that's why ichinzi iyo silent in court.
Mm-hmm.
Voteerera zvinenge zvichitaurwa, votsumudza ruoko, wonzi taura zvaunofunga, worega kuinda out of topic, wombotanga kutoshaudha president aripo president, kana kuti chinyi, kana kuti titeedzere matauriro anoita ma opposition kana vari pamararisa haasiri wanofana kuindina muparamendi.
Mhm.
Ndo maonera ndinoita inini.
Mhm. Ngatichitaurai kana ndebele vagumbo. Mukwanisa kudarira.
Ya, nesi ndebele ngena bona nava vameli vetu.
Mhm.
Parliament.
Yebo.
Nxa sebengene endlini lana iteko neparliament vachiye lokuyanawo abakukhuluma ebantwini because laphana kulokutshotshozelana okunengene ngokungapheliyo.
Mhm.
Ngokuthethisana.
Mhm.
So yeparliament ungakhuluma igama elingaqondanga ngoba singekho thina siyaba silapha emakhaya asikwazi ukuthi baye bekhulumana.
Mhm.
So babe sithi suye eqeboda ungala passport.
Mhm. Kodwa gumbo wothi ngikubuze mnumzana.
Ngikubambanisa kona ama MP ethu.
Wothi ngikubuze mnumzana. Silokhu sikudabalunye. Silokhu sikudabalunye about ama MPs ethu. Eningi labantu asebengenele kuhlelo babona ngani hayi lokhu kwenziwa nguhulumende baphonga uhlungumeza ama MP akhona ikakhulukazi labo that belong to EMDC abafana labo Joanna Mamombe. Wena yini umbono wakho mayelana ngombono kabantu abasebengenele kuhlelo?
Lapo ngalitshela manga because bengiyekwe enyanga.
Mm.
Lapo abotshele khona ukuthi wakhulumani kumbeni wakhulumana hayi ngabe ngikhuluma manga.
Hayi mnumzana kodwa icala lakhe doesn't date back to umsebenzi wakhe enyanga lapho waboshwa enyanga she was just on parliamentary duties kodwa bathi icala lakhe is she's trying to bathi ngesikhiwa I charge of submission which ukuthi sebefuna ukukhipha uhulumeni kaMongameli okungekho emthethweni unconstitutionally bathi lokho kwenziwa ngumhla ka 14 yena uJoanna Mamombe had a press conference bathi during a press conference leyo bathi ubekhuthaza abantu ukuthi basuse uMongameli embusweni wena uthi
singayala nje ukuthi akukhulumanga kumbeni ukukhulumile.
Yeah.
Anti liyabona usiphatha manje wembizi elelare gwerungali.
Mhm.
Wakhuluma njalo esithi yena sizama kupa ukukhulumende nalo ngamalungilo abantu.
Mhm.
So wena nxa ungMP suka konapho lapho kuna ma president kona.
Mhm.
Ungali ngenkulumo yona leyo phakathi kwe-member of parliament because bishangene.
Mhm.
Bonke bona labana bamele abantu ukuthi ukuzenzwa ukuthi sesingenisa iMDC sesingenisa izanu ngokuthi yimo kodwa bashupa na phela.
Mhm.
So asikwazi ukuthi yena wakhulumani kulokunya kukhulumileyo okwayenza ukuthi baze bakhumbule okwayizolo. Kwa kuna ngesi ndibeli wapanda ingcwaba nakakoko wafa kudala.
Hayi kubo ngiyakuzwa kahle mnumzana. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Right, let's move forward. Last 5 minutes. Kodwa I have my last guest of the program, so let's just go straight to him. Umnumzana uPride Mkhono. Pride, welcome, welcome, welcome. Kuhlelo lwethu labasakhula.
Hayi lami ngiyathaba ukungena kuhlelo labasakhulayo. Ngiyabonga.
So Pride, when you're also one of the individuals who have been roped in this whole nyaga, this whole mess, eyokuthi kulabantu who are trying ukususa umbuso kaMongameli ongekho emthethweni, you are now out in the diaspora because you feel ukuthi, you know, your life is at jeopardy and more. Wena yini umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo ekhaya, siyeza ukuthi unkosazana Joanna Mamombe is being kept in remand until the 19th unless she's granted bail. Siyeza ukuthi lamhlanje umnumzana uCharlton Wende was also arrested. This story has gone on and on and time and time and time. Wena yini umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo ekhaya?
Okwenzakala ekhaya lokho ayisinto entsha. Into esayibona kuvila kudala isenziwa ngohulumende wezanupiyef kusukela kusikhathi sikamgabe engenile khona phana sabona ebulala abantu kubona 1980 kubuyigugura hundi sabona kubuya i-2000 ama-farming invasion abantu bethaya bebulawa sabona ku-2008 kanjalo sabona futhi ku-1 August umnankagwethu engenile amasotsha edubula abantu ezitaradeni sabona futhi mhlaka 14 kuyafika mhlaka 16 abantu bebulawa ezitaradeni eHarare nakwamanye ebulawayo emasingo nakwezinye indawo. So lokho okuye kwenzakala ayisiyo into entsha, yinto evele iyo enziwa nguhulumende wezanupiyef, nguhulumende olobugqili, nguhulumende olomoya omubi, nguhulumende ofuna ukwethusa abantu lokwabulala. Yikho lokho esikubonileyo nje thina okwenzakalayo. Ngathi nxa ubona uJoanna lo ngike ngikhulume kancane ngoJoanna lo. UJoanna thina wabuya kuzinathu engumntwana omncane kakhulu. Wachaza ukukhokhela, wachaza ukuthi abone ukuthi hatshi lo ngumuntu okwanisa ukuthi ekhokhele abantu njalo ulothando ulokunaka. Azo wayesele ephalamende, the leader okwaziyo abalingelo wakhe. Umuntu lo oqhile esibili ngoba kusokuqala kwathi ukuvota wabavota wachaywa samlimaza kodwa nanamhla ulokhemini kufana lathi asikokuqala ukudinga uhulumende lo efuna ukusibulala efuna ukusuma amakhanda yindlela yabo vele abayenzayo befuna ukwethusa abantu kodwa thina siyana silokho sinile ekuqinisweni lokuthi hatshi lokhu kwenziwe eZimbabwe akulunganga lokhu kwenziwe eZimbabwe kumele kulungiswe ilizwe liye phambili ilizwe lifilo le kathe yiwani iliza lisondele kumuntu oyedwa nginabantu bonke abaphila kilo abantu bonke kumele bedle akusoze sihlale sithule abantu belishana nesifika kuphela.
Now pride
yini into ekhona isiboni izenzakala la?
Ngiyakuzwa mnumzana, sekusele 1 minute kuhlelo. Let me ask you your last question, I'd love to hear your response to this. Umnashe Mdutsa said ukuthi lokhu kwenziwa nguhulumende is just following the laws of the land. This so happened and ukuthi yena umbona ngani MDC uthi first of all you shouldn't acknowledge abantu abafana labo Joanna Mamombe as officials who are MDC representatives in parliament. They're individuals who are caught up in this. When what do you have to say when they when he says sentiments such as, you know, we're following the laws of the land?
Constitution yet. Constitution yet is very clear ukuthi abantu balelungelo lokuthengisela nxa bengasukiselanga lokwenziwa nguhulumende.
Kodwa yena uthi bakhona abantu who had property that was broken and more.
Imithetho yena leyo elandelwa nguhulumende imithetho engekho constitutional, imithetho ezingavele singafunkuzwa ngayo ngoba yimithetho yabantu abafuna ukugqibezela abanye abangafuna ukulandela amalungelo abantu. So into ezibayikhulumayo
so when a ngombo nwako, would you say which this is an infringement on Joanna's rights?
Yes, this is a gross infringement of Joanna's rights. She's been handled in a manner that is unconstitutional, that is illegal, and it's bordering on inhumanity. She's basically been denied her humanity. You cannot arrest a person in that manner. And support that government is legitimate.
The government doesn't. All right. That even breaks its own laws. Pride. Is Kati. Do is Kati. Do Mnumzana. Zimbabwe Mutle. Is Kati. Let's meet same time next place. Oliver Lesayi, Michael. Bye bye.